Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This episode is brought to you by Kamlan. Kamlan is a post-apocalyptic urban fantasy podcast inspired by folklore and Arthurian legends. It's written and directed by Ella Watts, who you may know from her work from Doctor Who Redacted and Eliza, A Robot Story, and produced by Amber Devereaux at Tin Can Audio. Y'all, this is one of my favorite new podcasts. I am so excited for you to hear it. It's tightly written with mythic weight and personal stakes and just absolutely gorgeous sound design. Go subscribe to Kamlan, that's C-A-M-L-A-A-N, wherever you're listening to this, and stay tuned at the end of the episode for a trailer for the show.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
This is very high quality paper. I don't know.
Yeah, like
this feels like a fluke.
There were a couple times that I printed where like they had put a good paper in the copier at Kinko's.
All right, I'm not complaining. It's very smooth. Okay.
I mean, I love Dot, but I can't stand her. Like, ugh.
C'était les prometties. Ooh.
Okay. I am weary, let me rest.
Me.
Yes. Hello. Hello, my name is Silas Lodge. 1, 2, 3. On the microphone. Going to turn it out. Smoother than a fresh jar of Skippy.
Were you giving a little yelling too?
Hear me, Lillian Harper. What's with the voice? I'll tell you what's with the voice. I'm mad! Ha! You're very funny, Lillian.
No, you are.
Oh.
Cool, all right, thank you very much. Beautiful.
Oh, no.
Big youth pastor energy.
You know well who else had green and growing arms. Anyway.
Go away, this is our home.
Oh, I'm sorry. Time out. This is youthful.
This is youthful.
Less. This is diet reverend. Okay. I'm sorry. Okay.
He said he'd be back.
And as such, the righteous shall in. Fuck. And as such, no, the righteous aren't going to do that. And as such, the righteous shall enjoy its beauty. It's bounty. Okay.
So many people that you've loved have gone. Let me do that shit over again. I'm way too excited about horrific things. So glad you showed me horrific things.
I've learned something
Moloch, Avalon, come!
What?
Hey, Blow, we need to rewrite 12. Turns out.
All right, let's try that again. Mel, are you crying?
There's no crying in baseball.
Really good job of like, so I'm keeping it quiet.
I was watching. They're sniffing.
Lauren's lying. Yes, I noticed it happened. The integrity is presented.
Okay, 34.
And it's unvoiced. Voice sounds a little risque. All the ghosts.
All the ghosts get saucy. Okay.
All out! Loud!
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Here we go again. There are words that I have to say. I'm going to say things like, fuck! Why are you using that voice? It's out there. It's in there. Is it Blooms? Blooms, can you hear me? Could you let me in, please? So I can stop talking. Can I come in there now? Okay, great.
My chains fell off. I don't fucking...
Silas is shattering in the
My heart was free. Oh boy.
Oh, hi. Yes, it's me, Michael Turrentine. You may know me from such films as Your Neighbor's Son, Up on a Hilltop, and also Brokeback Mountain to Electric Boogaloo. Where I played one of the horses. Anyway, that was when I
want to do my sound check over.
Oh, yes, that was when I won an Oscar and it was taken back because they are still squabbling over if I can win one playing an animal. I did audition for War Horse as I'm obviously the horse. Didn't get that, but it's fine. No hard feelings. I'm gonna cry. I'm crying right now. You can't see it because I'm on a mic. So let's keep it that way.
And a snort laugh. Yes, please. Yes, please.
Love y'all. Okay.
No, you know I'm bad at these things. Don't put me under pressure like that. I have nothing creative to say.
Take it away when you're
ready. Yay!
Throw something at you. Ooh. Kind of throw something at you, Teresa. I know we got started on the wrong foot, but.
But now.
But now things are different. Things have changed. Yes, just now. Oh, I respect you as an artist.
Yeah.
Here's a totally unprompted joke. Phidippides nuts!
That was very natural.
Just really, I'm just tune into my improv podcast.
I don't know why this sentence is like hard.
It's a weird one.
Okay, great. Thank you for agreeing with me. Appreciate it. You don't have to mind everyone. You don't have to mind everyone's mold on this. Good Lord, heavens to bits. You know what? I said Phidippides. My work is done. At least I don't have to say obfuscations and Phidippides in the same sentence. I would quit. Sorry.
He just hit the last episode switches voices.
Yeah, yeah.
I demand it be recast.
Yeah, Abby dies. Abby's in a coma or whatever they do in soap operas.
have a costume because I'm going on at the last minute. And so I'm like,
going through all these clothes and worrying if there's going to be anything that would fit. And then also being like, well, I'll just look at my lines off stage in between scenes and it'll be fine. It'll be fine. And I'm always like, I even in my dream where I'm acting like, that's going to be fine. I know it's not going to be fine, but like, what are you going to do?
Oh, mine is always a line that I can't ever get right. But it's not a line that's actually in the script. It's a line that I make up. It happens in the dream.
Uh-huh.
And I can't figure out how to say the line, and it's always messed up. It has literally made me sit upright in bed, like, what is the line? And then realize, like, look through the script and realize that is not a line in the play.
Nope, that's just your sleepy brain.
It's, wow.
Wow.
Do you think people with real jobs have... like the theater nightmare is like such a recurring stereotype.
Right.
Like, do like accountants have? Did they send them to be like?
Did I put the decimal number?
I mean,
around to be like, what's your accounting?
I sometimes dream in spreadsheets when my day job gets really busy. Yeah. Like if I'm doing a lot of computer work, then my dreams have like windows, you know, like
wow.
they're like, yeah.
I mean, yeah. It's been 4 years and a whole pandemic since I worked for the museum, mm-hmm. but I still, the recurring museum dream I have is I am there and I realize, wait, I thought I quit this job.
Mm. Oh, wow.
I've been being paid and I like remember like my current life, but I'm like, but I'm also still working here. I don't think I've gotten a paycheck from them for a
while.
Oh,
no.
Oh.
Huh, I should tell them.
Oh my gosh.
What did you think of Moon Knight?
Yep.
All right. Whoa.
Speaking of losing your marbles, we're just dividing up your marbles so you can process them. Manageable marbles.
All right. Let's take a little.
How's the lemon juice coming?
Once upon a time, there was a little girl who was lost in the woods. Except, she didn't realize she was lost. She thought the woods were a place she had always been. And so it felt like home to her.
Shreva, thank you so much for your work. That was beautiful.
Go off!
Thank you.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, okay, I have to hug you before I leave.
I love you so much.
Oh my gosh. Oh my God.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Please hold. Your call is very important to us, and we will get to it as quickly as we can. The cataclysm is frightening for everyone. Remember, in times like these, we need to stick together more than ever. If you need emergency assistance, please call 999.
Your position in the queue is 333.
Hello, you've reached the Cataclysm Casualties Hotline. Can I take your name and date of birth?
Peretti Green.
Morgan Jung. Xu Jianliu.
Gwayne Turner. Just call me Di.
Okay, and who are you calling for today?
My mum, Shan Thomas. She was in Aberystwyth.
Matthew and Louise Turner. In Kirkwall, on Orkney.
My father, Kai Liu. Ben Jones.
I saw something on the news about a sea serpent.
He's 15 years old.
Anna and Sophie Green in Portsmouth.
What's happening in Kowloon?
Listen, is this real? I've been seeing news reports about dragons.
Well, let me look that up for you. Where are you calling from today?
Bristol.
Leicester. I'm so sorry. It looks like we haven't got anyone listed under that name on the database. This means they haven't been listed as a fatality. Call back tomorrow, and if you haven't heard anything from us or your loved one in 3 days, try the online form. I know this is scary, but it's okay. We're going to get through this. Together.
Camlann, a post-apocalyptic audio drama by Ella Watts, inspired by folklore and Arthurian legends. coming January 2024. Produced by Tin Can Audio.